is brought to you in part by Michigan Biker Law. Michigan Biker Law is the only law firm in the state that exclusively represents bikers. Riding with Brendan is happy to welcome Insomnia Bagger Audio to its family of supporters. So I'm taking six shots all straight to the face. I'm taking six shots, are you coming with me? Roto City Harley is located in Farmington Hills, a suburb of Detroit, and boasts the largest inventory of new and used bikes in the state. Not only that, this dealership has a full-service department that has reached gold level for the last several years. That means when your bike is here for any type of service, you can rest assured it is in great hands. City Harley-Davidson also has a ton of room to store your bike in the winter, but act fast because it fills quickly. While your bike is here or you're just in the area, stop in and browse the many add-ons and aftermarket parts to customize your bike to where you like it. If it's gear or apparel you're interested in, Motor City Harley-Davidson has one of the largest inventories of HD official merch, plus brands like Dixon Flannels. This dealership is definitely impressive. Oh, and of course, they have their riding academy, where new riders can earn their endorsements and experienced riders can hone their skills. I didn't want to film them for too long in case they were already nervous, but let's take a look at that live wire now. That's why we're here.
Thanks for tuning in. I am at Motor City Harley-Davidson in Farmington Hills, Michigan with Landon. Thank you for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Today I am going to test drive and loosely review, because I'm not really a review guy because people like different shit, right? The live wire models, the electric bikes from Harley-Davidson. Motor City Harley is, I don't know if you're exclusive, but
I'm not sure if we are either, honestly, in the state, but I know we have a lot of them here in every model, so it's always nice to have.
So I'm going to test drive at least two of the three. This one is the Mulholland.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about this. Like, what can someone expect from an electric bike besides electric?
Well, there's a lot to the electric bikes, even though they are very simple. It's basically a battery with wheels, right? But with 120 mile charge time, you get a lot out of it. Plus, you're looking at a lot of torque. That's what the one thing a lot of people don't understand is that Harleys are already very torquey. Livewire, which, you know, is their spinoff, they're built around that. You know, horsepower wise, they're about 84. But they get up almost 200 foot pounds of torque. So
yeah,
you can play with them and you can cruise on them. They come with the cruise control already, so if you're not into all that power and you just want to roll around,
sure,
you can absolutely do that. But if you're looking for something that's going to get you A to B and have fun doing it,
right on.
There's not a lot of bikes that match it.
So how long is a battery life typical? And I'm sure variations on temperature, how you ride and whatnot.
Absolutely. So ride mode does come into effect quite a bit with that. So if you're playing in sport mode all the time, you're not going to expect that full battery life. But if you're sitting eco or you're sitting in those lower end modes that aren't giving you all that throttle response and all that power, you can expect to see about 118 miles per charge time. They vary ever so slightly, just like every engine's going to vary with gas mileage ever so slightly. You're going to vary with charge time a little bit. The biggest things that you're going to look out for with it is if you stay in eco mode when you're just bopping around town, you're going to get a lot more charge time out of it. It's going to recover more battery life as you're slowing down a little better, but you're going to expect a little bit more of that I'm getting A to B all day and then you plug it in at night and charge it all night for the next day kind of ride instead of stopping throughout the day.
Right. So are there charge stations throughout the country with these? Like, you can use Tesla or the whatever. I hate to say Tesla because anymore there's so many. But
absolutely. So with the charge stations, there are a couple of adapters that are offered out there. I believe Livewire does have a couple on their website. I have to double check me on that one. But with that, it just takes a Tesla charger to plug into it, plugs that right into the bike because the Tesla chargers are quite a bit bigger.
Yeah.
So you have to get a downsize for it. But in terms of everything else, plugging it in at home, and I believe Livewire has been upgrading and putting out their own charge stations throughout the United States slowly but surely, mostly throughout the Midwest. And with that, you do have to keep that in mind. You're not going to be going on the super long tour on this bike going from northern Michigan or mid-Michigan where we are now down to Florida on it in a single trip.
Right.
But
yeah.
If you want to go to the bar, go hang out with friends, just pop around town for a little bit, or go on a quick ride, that's what they're built for, and they are good at it.
Yeah, like I said, I had an experience with one out in Sturgis, where I saw the back of it for a minute. But I'm anxious to ride it because we talked off camera a bit about how much there's a lot of discussion and people think that this is, you know, there's a bait in the Michigan Riders Foundation and think this is going to be forced on us at some point. I don't think there is, but I guess I can't see 50 years in the future and the technology will improve by then too. So,
well, I would challenge anyone that would watch any video on one who hates them to go and ride one at least one time. Because I've heard a million people say, you know, I'd never buy one. Well, that's fine. You don't have to buy one. Nobody's holding your hand and forcing you to. But at least give it a shot and ride one, because I promise you won't have more fun on a motorcycle than on one of these.
That's why we're here.
Mulholland. Base price $15,999 of 432 pounds, a range of 121 miles. The 0 to 60 is 3.3 seconds with a top speed of 99 miles per hour. It has 84 horsepower, 190 foot-pounds of torque. The level 1 full charge is 0 to 100%, 9.1 hours, while the level 2, 0 to 100%, is 142 minutes or just or under 2.5 hours. First reaction when I threw my leg over the live wire was surprise. I thought the bike would feel much heavier or at least not as balanced as it did. The closest way to describe the ergonomics would be that of a dirt bike, or at least that's the best comparison I could come up with. After a few instructions from Landon and a quick review of the planned route, I put the kickstand up and pushed the on button. The Mulholland roared to life. Just kidding, you don't hear fuck all. I actually wasn't sure it was on until I twisted the throttle and the bike moved forward. The lack of sound is the most often heard complaint from the biker community, with the bike sounding similar to the car from the Jetsons. What the live wire lacks in engine noise, it makes up for in throttle response. It was immediate. I have to admit, I got a big shit-eating grin when I gave it a twist and the bike just launched. The front wheel came up with ease, adding another level of fun to my already spirited ride. Hey, not my fault. The Harley engineers didn't make the front end heavier, right? It took a couple minutes definitely to get used to not having a clutch and gears, and my muscle memory did occasionally reach for both. The live wires have three modes with the standard, sport, and economy. But let's be honest, I was only interested in the sport mode, so that's the only one we rode with today. As always, big props to Thunder Roads Magazine of Michigan for supporting this show. Find Thunder Roads Magazine at stops all across the mitten. Livewire Del Mar, base price $15,499, also weighing in at 436 pounds with a range of 113 miles. 0 to 60 is 3 seconds flat with a top speed of 103 miles an hour. It also boasts 84 horsepower with 190 foot-pounds of torque. Does have a smidge better charge time than that of the Mulholland, with a level 1 from 0 to 100% at 8.4 hours and the level 2 quick charge 0 to 100% at 142 minutes or just under 2.5 hours. Both the Mulholland and Del Mar were quick and nimble for my rides and got a lot of looks from other vehicles. The two models performed very much the same to me, with the only notable differences being slightly wider grip on the Del Mar and foot peg positions differing ever so slightly. The old school diehard biker in me did not want to like these bikes, but if I'm being honest, I had a ton of fun on both. Does this mean I'm going to trade in my Street Glide for one? No, not at all. I'm not sure I would ever own one, at least until I have an extra 15K laying around. That said, I do feel like for the right individual and the right riding habits or style, this could be a fit. Like it or not, the world has started to take a closer look at electric vehicles. I'm just not sure the motorcycle community is ready to welcome electric bikes with open arms yet. Fun? Yes, absolutely. Practical? Not for long trips yet. Maybe the technology will get there. Will they ever be popular? Well, I guess time will tell on that.
Come and see him. Tell him how to get a hold of you. Got a number and all that?
So, Motor City Harley Davidson, if you can call the front desk, if you can just call the number on our site, ask for Landon down here 5 out of 7 days a week, or I might be down here 7, depending on if you call and ask for me. So come on down anytime, test ride with us, any bike, completely free. You don't have to sign nothing. You can't run your credit off of a test ride, I promise.
Right. What should they bring for test ride, though?
So ID is a must. It's got to have your cycle endorsement on it. If you just got your cycle endorsement with the Secretary of State, you can also bring the paper one. Just got to have the photo ID with it. Boots, no short legs.
Short legs are okay. Shorts, though.
No shorts.
And then gloves, if you have them, if possible. Helmet of some kind, eye protection is a must. I have helmets here, may have eye protection laying around. Don't know how much you want to wear somebody else's eye protection.
Yeah, that's sketch, right? So I appreciate it. I appreciate everything Motor City Harley does for, like, just, they've been super accommodating to me for a lot of stupid things that I do, I appreciate it. It's Landon, come see him. He can help you with anything you need, your bike accessories, whether it be a new bike, used bike, apparel, service, or parts. Landon can help you, direct you to the right place.
Absolutely.
So thanks again, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Have a great day, man.
You too, and see you guys all next time. Yeah, I'm taking 6 shots, yeah, straight to the face. And I wanna get lost, I'm sick of this place. Don't know how to stop when I'm feeling this way. So I'm taking 6 shots till I'm feeling okay. I think I'm going